some notes on the thumbnail for sound. I ran that gradient. It's not an even gradient, like if you zoom in on it. And that is because I used some terrible machine learning bot to create the gradient. And I made them compare to Hoary Archangel, which they did a horrible job of. But I kind of like the texture of it. And I like the ochre color of it. I like the overall kind of color palette. It has this very like 50s hi-fi energy to it. And then I ran it through the blur tool to get rid of any weird artifacts, zoomed in a little bit to crop some of the border issues, just did some editing, right? And yeah, I mean, I could have just gotten a beginning color and an end color and run them through a gradient generator and it would have taken 5 minutes, right? So I'm not like hurting an artist by doing this. I am maybe lightly confusing Hoary Archangel, but he is a guy who made gradients and made art out of it, so fine. The typeface is called Flama. I've used it in a lot of other projects. I really just have a limited palette of typefaces. It's a condensed version of Flama. It's sort of genetically related to DIN, which is the German highway typeface, effectively. I know it's not the actual German typeface, but you know. All of you, you type people, you know. Wrote the word sound on top and sampled one of the colors in the bottom gradient, and so I think it looks kind of a piece as a design. There's one thing that throws me off, though, and that's the kerning between the S and the O. It looks a little wide, doesn't it? Like it's a little bit S-ound. I don't think that's... I might redo it, the icon, but yeah, that's about it. So if you were wondering about the icon, where it comes from, what's up, there it is, there's sound.